partner, Lou Feliciano. Hey, Lou.
Hey, Steve. How are you?
Just great. This is Lou Feliciano, Steve Mayo Show here on WVOX 1460, your AM radio source of information, news, features, traffic, of course, all the regular stuff, courtesy of some very good feeds from the Fox National Service. And as I'm wont to say, privately owned the station. I think that's so great. It competes with National Public Radio, if you ask me, and does so much more. It offers news and services and features and a whole bunch of interesting things that you can't get anywhere else in the Lower Westchester, Northern New York City area, but you get it here at WVOX 1460 AM, and I'm so glad to be with you now for over 20 years. My partner, Lou, over 23 years, is that correct?
Yeah, about 23 years, easy.
Phenomenal, and we are blessed to have this station, and I think you're blessed to have this station, too. It's a great feature of suburban living. Just in case, if you want to catch up with old shows of Lou and mine, go to the Steve Mayo Show website. That's www.thestevemayoshow.com. Always glad to hear from you. Call in number 914-636-0110. Before we go to our chief Connecticut correspondent, Bruce, Lou, I just want to say something about today. This is the Jewish New Year's, and I just want to tell you, I went to services today. I'm not an especially observant person, but I'm glad to have such a choice of places to go, Lou, in and around New Rochelle. Last night I went to an old Orthodox synagogue in Belrose, Queens, near where I grew up, in Little Neck, Queens. Today, I had the luxury of just going local. I went to the Flame service, courtesy of Matthew Hoffman, who's a brilliant, sharp, really on-target attorney, and also rabbi who runs a great, you might say, alternative service here. Fairly Orthodox, Lou. You know, it might be a little new to you,
yeah,
but it also is mostly in English. And his conversations and his discourses on little points of Jewish law and Jewish lore, Jewish stories, is so good. He's really a treat to behold. And you asked me today, and I said I would take you to one of Matthew Hoffman's Flame services, one of these Jewish holidays.
Thank you, Steve.
It really is a good experience, and he's open and open and welcoming to all. And I just want to say what a pleasure it is to live in these here United States, where Christians and Muslims and Jews of all types and styles can go to services freely without bother by anybody, without any hassle from public authorities or private people.
Before we get to Bruce, I just want to two things. Number one is that, you know, you talk about the three major religions just now, you know, Muslims, Jews, and Christians. You know, if you took all three religions, I mean, Rabbi Wald told me this years ago when he was on my show, you know, and I told him, what they had in common is they all believed in Abraham. We all came from the bloodline of Abraham. So, you know, that is saying something here. You know, the greed and politics all got between everything. That messed everything up. Man's greed or whatever like that. But they all believed. And Abraham.
Of course.
And I wanted to just say one thing before we get to Bruce. You know, Mayor Adams wants to make Orchard Beach a tent city. He's putting tents up down there. I mean, that's exactly maybe 2 miles exactly from my house. You go right down Shore Road, right there at Glen Allen, or you can go from the water line. Glen Allen, Orchard Beach are right next to each other. I mean, Glen Allen and Orchard Beach are right next to each other, right down the road a little. Is Hudson Park. I mean, this is ridiculous. You're going to bring all these illegals that are coming up here, busloads. You're going to make a tent city. You think they're going to stay on the property there? They're going to come into Westchester. They're going to come into Pelham, the first city. Then they're going to come into New Rochelle. You know, this whole immigration needs to be redone and do it the right way. If you're here illegally, it's a crime, and that's it. I feel bad for a lot of these people. They want to make a better life for themselves. But after 9/11, I said this years ago, and I still say it now, all bets are off because you don't know. None of these people have been tested for any kind of disease. None of these people have been background checks. You can't have that open policy in a country like this because they'll take advantage of it, just like they hijacked four planes and took advantage of us that way, Steve.
You're absolutely correct, Lou. I have as big a heart as anybody, and I know Lou probably has a bigger one than me and 10 average people, but this is not the way to express your compassion, especially, Lou, when you realize who's offering this facility is a politician. This is not his to give. This is not a property of his own to share. This is public property. First entitlement goes to residents, citizens of the city of New York and nearby boroughs such as Westchester County, the city of New Rochelle, Pelham, like you say. This is who deserves the beautiful features and facilities of Orchard Beach. It's not for Eric Adams or any do-gooding, overdoing, and presumptuous mayor to offer on his own or her own, if it, as the case may be. I think you're 100% right, Lou. This is misplaced charity. It ought to be shot down. And if New Yorkers care at all about their communities, I don't care if you're New York City or suburban area resident or taxpayer, you have a right to these facilities. Your taxes support them. The for now mayor of the city of New York, and believe me, he'll be gone in due time, is not in a position to offer the fruits of your labor, dear citizens of the New York area, to any Tom, Dick, and Harry, as the saying goes. In any case, that's our view. This is the Lou and Steve Show. Lou Feliciano, Steve Mayo here on WVOX 1460 AM on the dial. And we'll go to our first caller, Bruce. Hey, Bruce.
Hey, how are you? You guys are going to be so proud of me today. I have a solution.
Go ahead. Hit us.
Yeah, here we go. So we have the transgender stuff going on, which we know from the Nuremberg trials, messing with the child's sexuality is a war crime and a crime against humanity.
Yes, you've gone over that previously. Yes, you've offered that previously.
The trick is how to stop it. And here's how I think we stop it. The states codify in the law that messing with a child's sexuality, either chemically or physically, is a felony.
Yes.
Also, open up that the parents can sue the teachers directly for the interference of their children's lives chemically and physically. Once the teachers know, they can go to the slammer. I think we wrap up the whole problem.
That's an interesting approach. Bruce, I'm wondering, you have many talents, but I do not believe you have legal training. Have you checked this with any of your law friends or others, law enforcement?
Well, it's more common sense. I think it would fly simply because you've got a minor, you've got someone injecting chemicals into them without the parents' approval. You've got people cutting off body parts, no details here, family show. And that's interfering with a child's life. And this happened to my aunt. She was stripped of her ability to have a baby when she was a teenager against her will.
Really?
And I am fully aware of the 78 years of suffering she went through watching her brother have babies as a mate, watching her sister have babies, my cousins and grandchildren and great-grandchildren. She saw them all. And she was stripped of this ability to live a full life. And that's what's happening with transgender.
That's an incredible. That's an incredible taking of an individual right. Bruce, we're up to our first break. You can stay on if you'd like. This is WVOX 1460 AM. Steve Mayo, Lou Feliciano with you, Bruce on the line, and others, if you'll call in, 914-636-0110. Keep your dial where it is.
Something happening on Westchester's Hometown Forum. 1460 WVOX.
1460 WVOX.
weekend. This is the Lou Felicione, Steve Mayo show. I'm Steve Mayo. Opposite me, Lou Felicione. We're with you Monday, 30 p.m. here at WVOX 1460 AM. Glad to be talking to Bruce. Any last points, Bruce?
Well, I do have a new point real quickly. We're living through a shoot-a-cop-a-day program that was described to me in Southside High School by my teacher, Mr. Garfinkel.
Yes.
And he explained that you got military control over a city in the old days by shooting a cop a day until no one wanted to be a policeman, crime went crazy, and the military came in to control a city. We can't shoot a cop a day now, but we can get a prosecutor who lets people go over and over again,
yep,
bringing destabilization to the cities.
That we know.
And Mayor Lightweight up in Chicago gave it away the other day. Mayor Lightweight said, oh, we need national help. We need the feds to come in. And, of course, that, when the army comes in, is the end of your freedom.
Of course.
And we're living through that variation of shoot a cop a day.
Incredible. Great. Good insight, Bruce. I'll have to study it harder, but I will tell you, citing Lori Lightweight, nitwit, is hardly you know, a great intellectual foundation, but I get your point, and she's scary, but look at her governor. The name of, what is it? State governor. Can't remember. I'll get it to you later, but Chicago, Illinois, great city, great state. I went to law school there. What a great town it was then, even though it was run by a corrupt machine headed by the Daley family, but at least things worked. And if you were offended, if you were wronged, you had the chance to get justice. Black or white, there was an existing working legal enforcement and law enforcement system. No more. And that's true of many, many big cities. Bruce, thanks for the call.
Thank you, Bruce.
All right, have a good one.
Great to have you. Let's go on to our next caller. Hello.
Hello. Billy, am I on?
Hey, Billy, you're on. How you doing?
How are you?
Good. How you doing tonight, guys?
How are you, Billy?
Happy health for everybody for the coming year.
Thank you very much. Very thoughtful of you.
Thank you, Billy.
Quick, you know, I got to ask, why, in your opinion, why is the news not blasting off that in the next hour and a half or 2 hours, they're supposed to have a rocket that's in space to basically knock out the meteorite that's up in space to try to deter it from getting anywhere close to Earth? Why isn't that on every single news channel, every single radio station?
Yeah, I've seen that today on Fox. That's something that, you know, they're thinking that this, if they hit this asteroid at a certain spot, that it might make it go off its axis and go further into space and not hit or come anywhere near United States or whatever. Earth. And I think that this is something, great technology and great thing that NASA is doing. You're right. I think this should have got a lot more press, a lot more hype, because if, God forbid, if one of these asteroids ever hit, you know, a lot of people believe that's what started the Ice Age, that there was an asteroid that hit the Earth and then, you know, blocked out the sun and caused everything to freeze and everything else. There's a theory about that. But I think that this doesn't have enough coverage. I mean,
it's amazing that it doesn't. I mean, it should. I mean, they made a movie about it. Everybody was, oh, my God, man, that could really happen. And, yeah, it's not as close as it would be like, okay, it's going to happen. But, right, you know, the gravitational pull can pull that a certain way, and that could be changing things.
Good point, Billy.
I have heard of this type of phenomenon. In theory, I didn't know one was so close by or that we were taking measures. But, you know, I'll give you a paranoiac take on it. Let's face it, the government spenders and the do-gooders, and of course I love doing good, don't we all, but the people who thrive on government action, climate change, let's face it, they're intent on having government do everything for us, especially when it's claimed to be sourced in human conduct. Well, here's something from the depths of space having nothing to do with the use of plastic or drilling for oil. So maybe it doesn't get the attention of the automatic do-gooders in government. I don't know, Bill.
You know, in a real world.
But these are the things that I think cause people to come together. you want to be a Democrat, you want to be a Republican, you want to be somewhere in the middle, that, you know, you want a black color green and you like color blue, that's all fine. But this is something that affects everybody. Why aren't people coming together and saying this is something that everybody should be talking about?
Of course. And,
the table.
And it's everyone together, regardless of background or a skin color or religion.
Exactly. It's neutral for everybody.
And I also, Billy, I believe the United States, Russia, and China should be teaming up together with this because they have the most nuclear power and technology. And I think that we should be working with China and Russia for these
and
things.
India has it, too.
I think we should be working together as a team for these things, these comets and these asteroids that, that can come anywhere near Earth or whatever like that. I think that we should put our problems aside or whatever, but work together for humanity.
That's a very good point. I mean, there are some things we do ally ourselves against, and they're worth celebrating, even if it's some involving some states that we don't really especially respect, like China or Russia, for their systems of government.
But wouldn't it be something, just something, if people came together for a positive thing instead of just all the negative?
Of course.
I'm not trying to be over liberal here in this case, but I mean, but at the same time, it would be nice to come together and
sure.
You know, like do we need another tragedy like 9/11? People all to be nice to each other and help each other out.
I mean, of course.
I don't think so.
Well, many years ago, you know, Bill, Lou, President Reagan at the time did point out, you know, in under other conditions, how if we were threatened by some foreign space force or space threat, either artificial intelligence or little green men, he did suggest that would that be what's necessary for us to unite our different nations, our different states? It was a good example, and Bill, what you're citing today is another expression of it. So,
exactly.
Thanks for the heads up.
Another topic, if I have a minute,
please go ahead.
All the discussion around for so many months now has been Ukraine and Russia. Now Russia's saying, "Hey, listen, we had enough of this. We need to stop. So we're going to nuke you're going to nuke you guys."
Right.
And that's what it's going to be. And I'm like, if they nuke Ukraine doesn't have the power to do anything. But that nuclear
flow out.
Yes. Thank you. It's going to affect water. It's going to affect everybody. It's going to affect countries around. And, I mean, this is what is really being contemplated.
That's everybody's business.
He's a very smart man, Putin. He's not one to be messed with, you know?
For sure.
Not Joe Biden.
I will tell you, he is every day assuming more of the dress of evil. I didn't start out thinking that way. I thought it was real politic, geopolitic in Eastern Europe. But it's getting very perverse now. And I got to tell you, remember Chernobyl, that the worst nuclear accident in world history originated in Ukraine. So what you cite is not far off, not far fetched. And let's hope cooler heads prevail. But we've got to keep our eyes open. So point made.
And call of the faith of today's holiday, good health and good happiness for everybody for the days ahead. That's for sure.
Hey, right. Bill.
Thank you.
It really touches my heart. Thank you, Bill.
Thank you, Billy.
All right, have a great night, guys.
Great. Same to you. Thanks for the call.
Billy.
This is the Steve and Lou Show. That's Steve Mayo and Lou Felicione. We're with you at Mondays, 5:30. And we look forward to your calls at 914-636-0110. Is there another caller?
We got Larry on the line.
Oh, Larry. Hey, Larry.
Hey, Lou, Steve. Steve, Happy New Year.
Thank you very much.
Hello.
Very good of you to cite.
Lou, I'll wait till January 1st for you.
That's fine. Fine.
Anyway,
so what's on your mind?
I'm glad you brought up Orchard Beach. This is a disgrace.
It's a very big disgrace.
The Democrats are the sole cause of this. Biden and the whole crew in Washington, the White House there, they have to be held. They have to be charged with treason and murder. There's over 300 Americans a day dying from fentanyl overdoses. Mm-hmm. They're coming in through the open borders from China through Mexico. And the president's first duty is to protect this country. Hundreds of thousands of American men and women have died for this country, and this idiot is just letting them walk through the gates.
Strong charge, Larry. Let's hear more about it. Let's hear your background on it. This is the Lou and Steve Show here on WVOX 1460 AM. We're with you Mondays at 5:30. We'll be back with you and all the rest right after this cut break.